Bedwidge, you moved the camera off your tits.
What are you doing, Mola?
I had it set so that I could see the pair of you.
Yes, but there was a slight problem. I walked past, it fell off, so we had to use the stand. Now sort it out.
That's all right. No, we can't see your tits. Right. Now we're all set. I'm recording. Hello, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to the Christmas quiz. That tight bastard Rankin has finally got his hand in his pocket and has coughed up for me to do the show properly and take over from that unprofessional, amateurish, ordinary person that normally is. Joining me for the Christmas quiz, as usual, Don McAllister, long-time seamate.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. Have you been a good boy this year?
I've been a very good boy, Santa. Indeed, I have. Yes. Well, of course, you know this anyway, because you keep track, don't you? So.
Yes, it's a flashing red light on your house alarm. Now, now, what did you put on your list?
On my list?
Yeah, because you've got everything. What's the point?
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? Yeah. So I think I'll probably just go with slippers and something else. I don't want any tech this year. I'll just have slippers or something.
Your poor bloody wife, all she gets you each year is hankies, because there's nothing else that you need.
It is actually a problem. I mean, and also we've been able to buy it for the show, so there's not really stuff that I could really do with, but that's all right. It's a nice problem to have.
If there's a way of making handkerchiefs tax-deductible, Don McAllister will find it. next to him, it's Cabs and Doc. How the devil are the pair of you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
What's the matter,
Doc? Okay. I'm all right. It's early in the morning, and this is mental.
Yes, and the psychotropic drugs you were drinking last night don't help either.
Why I gotta stay until last night?
Mind altering. You boys been all right? Been good?
Yeah. Oh,
fantastic. Oh,
excellent. Now I know that some of you have never even met this man, but this guy is an old mucker of mine. We go back 4 or 5 years now, and I haven't seen much of him this year. Kyle Bloody Swagger.
Hello, Santa.
Where the hell have you been?
I don't know. Why the hell haven't you washed your hat?
I have washed it. It's a rather fetching tartan one. It's different from the one I wore last year.
It doesn't match your beard.
Really? Okay, fair enough. Now, listen, earlier on I took the mickey out of you. You said that you'd probably gone a bit light on the present for the missus.
What? No. I didn't think so.
I thought you'd undershot a bit. So anyway, while you were out, I slipped around and put something in her stocking for you.
Yes, you did. You want to die tonight, don't you?
Next, moving on bloody swiftly. don't, I'll drop character. Next to him, it's Patrice in a wasp scarf.
Yeah, I put on my wasp scarf.
Excellent, mate. You want to try heating the place?
I actually have heated.
It's not only Rankin that's a tight ass then.
I thought, why not? I mean, I got the scarf from Ewan, so why not? Why not wear it on the Mac Shop?
Excellent, mate. What are you expecting this Christmas?
A lot of traveling, and I don't know what else.
Ah, okay.
Surprise me.
Where are you invading this year?
Germany, with Jerome, just Germany.
Just Germany?
Yeah. So, Jerome is coming over from Hawaii, or is already in Germany. Gonna pick him up tomorrow, and then we're gonna travel a little bit.
Oh, good. And another person who's not been around for a long, long time, Paul Wheatley.
Hello. Oh my goodness, I'm fairly zoomed in there, Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna sit back a bit. I'm good, how are you?
Is it dark in Scotland already?
We're a little bit closer to the the north than you. Well, actually, no. I'm really, you're closer to the north than me. So.
No, I'm in Basingstoke now. I moved all the opposite.
Yeah. So it's dark down here. Yes. What are you getting for Christmas? What's Santa getting for Christmas this year?
I subcontract all the manufacturing to China, which pisses Trump off no end. And I've done all the courier work. I don't do that anymore. I stay in bed. All the courier work has gone to Yodel, which is why no one gets any fucking presents.
You ought to leave stuff under my car. It seems to be the safest place that they think that they can leave stuff. It's under the car.
No, but
I do live in a fairly decent area.
You say leave, they say drove. And last but by no means least, I can't believe Rankin, right? He's got a present, as in Batwedge dressed as a fairy. I think Muller's come as a fairy as well, but I'm not sure. And they sod it off. It's Batwedge and Muller.
Hello.
How the devil are you?
Oh, we've got to use the mic.
No, you haven't got to use the mic because there's not enough lines. You just got to shout, lad. Anyway,
Santa, we're good.
They're going to do the scoring. It's the Christmas quiz as normal. Now, this year, Rankin's outdone himself. He's picked 30 questions. So you have to pick a number between 1 and 30. For God's sake, remember to tally off the numbers. Don't be going to the end and picking every number that we haven't got. So, Don McAllister, as of course you are the most powerful man in the room, outside of myself.
It's one for a point.
The scoring's what I bloody say it is. Just behave. Wait till you hear me say 2 points or 1 point or whatever. Okay. Don, pick a number between 1 and 30.
I'll go with 30. Why not?
Sorry, the German was talking over you. Saying it 30.
I'll go with 30.
30. The mm-hmm. iPad Pro, 12.9-inch iPad Pro. That's a shit question, was outscored by which other Apple iOS product this year, according to Geekbench? The iPad Pro, 12.9-inch, was outscored by which other Apple iOS product this year, according to Geekbench?
Would that be the iPad Pro 9.7-inch?
No, it's the iPhone... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. So I should have thrown that out for a bonus.
I know, it's the iPhone
7. Okay. Thank you,
now. Bonus point for Doc, it's the iPhone 7. There we go.
And I was going to say the AirPods.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
You'd have to have a pair if you wanted to do that.
That's true.
That's funny. Got it.
Cut me some slack. I only do this once a year. Right, Campion, your shot.
I'm going to go 11, please.
11. The FBI went to war this year over the locking of an iPhone, but which US county was the subject of all the kerfuffle?
San Bernardino.
Oh, that's rather good. Well done.
Yes.
Not like no one talked about it or anything. Jesus Christ.
No, it was all top secret.
Oh, my life. In the press, yes. Doc, pick a number between 1 and 30.
You're going to have many points? Because Muller needs to know.
Oh, 2 points. 2 points.
2 points. Thank you.
Yeah, 2 points for a correct answer, 1 point for a... the secret scoring system's out. There we go. Doc, pick a number, for Christ's sake.
8.
Number 8. What did Dodge, Jeep and Chrysler vehicles promise to offer you this year?
CarPlay.
Yes, that's correct. Have you noticed everyone's got it right, Muller? Because you said pick piss-easy questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, just thought I'd point that out. Kyle, welcome back, mate. Pick a number. I see the Wi-Fi's as good as ever down there.
You know what sucks is I'm on 60 megabits now.
No, you really aren't.
No, I know. It sucks.
And you're still in 1980s 4.3 as well.
You can take my camera for that one. So let's go with 4, since I'm in 4x3. Let's go with 4.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. Apple showed a propaganda war movie and ended up being sued for it in which country this year?
That's a tough one.
Apple showed a propaganda war movie and ended up being sued for it in which country this year?
France.
Good try. Bonus question out for the rest.
North Korea?
No.
China.
No, it was China. Beijing. Well, did you Google that, Wheatley?
No, I didn't. Hands here. No, China.
Are you sure?
I am absolutely sure. Come on, North Korea, then the next obvious one's going to be China.
Okay, good point. Good point.
Yeah, it's just right up north. Or down south, actually.
I have no idea where they are in relation to each other.
Yes, I'd have taken Kim Jong-un's offer of relocating to North Korea seriously if I wanted electrodes on my testicles. is that the end of the round? No, it's not the end of the round.
No, it's still me and Patrice to go.
Oh, right, okay, sorry. God, I was getting ahead of myself there. Doesn't time fly? Patrice, pick a number between 1 and 30 that hasn't gone.
Number 16.
Number 16. Which UK bank supported Apple Pay in April of this year?
Barclays.
That's not a bad answer for a German bloke. Well done. That's a distinctly UK question. Jolly good. 2 points, and my watch says you get a bonus for being a smart ass.
Hey.
Wieters, pick a number.
I'm going to go with my age, 24.
I'd like to think of a pithy comeback, but everyone knows that's a joke to start with. 12 South brought out a candle this year, but what was the scent?
12 South
brought out a candle this year, but what was the scent?
Tim Cook's scrotum?
That's a good guess.
The answer is
it doubled as a mosquito, remember, as well, yes. Now, Doc's right. Doc got in there first. It is New Mac, unquote.
Mimp eats basil, lavender, and some other rubbish.
So not Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, not Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the end.
That joke, bad words. Don't make me come over there.
Oh, you could come over me. Sorry.
Christ, woman, family show and all.
Jeez.
Well, you wouldn't miss, would you, Doc? not with that view.
I'm going to go add some brandy to my coffee. I'll be right back.
I might have to put explicit tag on this one.
Did you just get that right? I can't remember.
I'm not going to edit. Yeah, Doc took it. It was a bonus, didn't he? So
is that what they call a stocking stuffer?
It's kind of. Only one. What's the scores on the doors there?
Doc's in the lead with 4.
Yeah, Doc 4.
Patrice with his bonus point 3.
Patrice 3.
Camps 2.
Camps 2.
And everyone else is on 0.
Wait a minute, I've got one.
Me and Wieters.
Hang on, Wieters got one. And Don McAllister got his right, didn't he?
No, I was wrong.
I thought Don. I see, that's the power of Don.
Yeah.
Scares the shit out of me, and I've got reindeer to look after me.
And I've already lost track of the questions I've asked.
Oh, no, what?
30, 11, 8, 4, 16, 24.
God, that's good. Doc's impressive. Round two then, here we go, straight into it. Donald?
Well, go with my favourite number, number 7.
Number 7. Which of the following countries was the last to get Apple Pay this year? Spain, Japan, Russia, France, Germany, or New Zealand?
Japan.
New
Zealand?
No, bad luck.
Spain?
That's all gone now. The answer is Spain, correct, but it's too...
No, you're all wrong. Didn't get it. The Philippines still doesn't have it.
No, the last one to get it this year, so far. Do listen.
Oh, this year.
Do listen, Kyle.
So you got it wrong.
Yeah, sorry.
We've only got 2 hours. Good one. Bad luck, Dodd. Bad luck, mate.
Who got that one?
No one. I know it's rather fast-paced and hectic, but... Mr. Campion.
Number 18, please, Santa.
Number 18. The US Supreme Court denied... is there a trend here of you getting the... The US Supreme Court denied an appeal to Apple, and they were forced to pay $450 million for what this year?
$1 billion.
The US Supreme Court denied an appeal to Apple... and they were forced to pay $450 million for what this year?
Refusing to unlock the San Bernardino phone?
No.
iBooks price fixing.
Well done, Patrice. Good answer.
Right. Technically, I hadn't been thrown open to the floor yet, so can you throw it to the floor?
Well, Doc can do it, and I can do it too.
So let's put on the truth candle and see if it flickers when we ask Wheatley, would you have got that anyway?
No, I don't have a clue.
There we go. Blow the truth candle out, Muller. Bonus point to Patrice. I think there's a bit of a trend going to happen here if you're not careful, fellas. So, right, Doc.
22.
Mr. Organized. New MacBook Pros left in the headphone jack, but what did Apple leave out of the headphone jack?
The iPhone 7 series.
No.
What did they leave out of the headphone jack?
Audio output. Now I get it. I didn't understand the question, but now I got it.
Right.
Well, I see. It's too late.
It's too late. Send them to the floor.
I got that. Digital output.
The optical output.
I can't help that you worded the question like a tart.
I'm with Doc on that one. That was a weird question.
Santa just scrambled Satan, so what the hell do I care?
The new MacBook Pro left in the headphone jack, but what did Apple leave out of the headphone jack?
Now that, and that's a better question.
Now you understand English.
Now
do be careful, Doc, because we've never disqualified anybody from this quiz in the past. But there's always a first, you know. Mate.
Santa, when you come to Hawaii, don't eat the cookies if you have any urine test at work.
The only reason I come to your house is because of the whiskey you leave out for me. It's bloody good. Right, Kyle.
Yes.
I think it's your turn.
12.
Who promised that its second iOS game would focus on a familiar character this year?
Nintendo.
Oh, good answer. 2 points. Jolly good. Shame it was a shit offering, really, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was an easy one for Kyle. He appears to be calling from the 80s anyway.
Kyle's calling from the 80s. Good point. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Yes. Exactly.
I hadn't thought of that. Patrice, 2 points to Kyle. Patrice?
Number one.
Tim Cook, you moron. Tim Cook used the phrase, the world is watching in relation to what this year? I'll give you a clue. It's not any Apple product launches. Or delivery dates. Or stock levels.
I don't know. No idea.
Okay, throw it open. Everybody here, jump in. Christ.
WWDC.
Sorry, again?
WWDC?
No, it was the iPhone unlocking case congressional hearings. Yes. That's right up there, isn't it? That's top of the charts in the viewing figures on C-SPAN. Christ, what a crap question.
You wrote it.
No points. Wheaters, yours.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm here.
Go on, then.
Can I go with... I could do with a number two, please.
Number two, in August.
We could all do with a number two, really. Oh, yeah.
The theme tonight's going to be shit, I can tell you that. In August, Apple passed a 50 billion landmark for what?
50 billion.
In Apple. In August. No, in August, Apple passed a 50 billion landmark for what?
There's two possibilities.
Come on, you can get this, mate.
I'm gonna go with app downloads.
Oh, that's so close, but not even close.
iPhone sales.
iPhone sales is the wrong answer. The answer is payout to developers. That's a lot of
that
money.
That was the other one I was gonna go for.
That's a lot of money, isn't it, for the freeloading bastards? What
number was online?
That was number two.
49 billion of that was in-app purchases made by children when their parents were away. Sorry?
Never mind.
You all right? Okay, jolly good. Jolly good. That's the end of the round. Scores on the doors for Backwrench and Muller.
Nothing for us.
No, nothing for you, yes. You'll get your chance later.
Doc on four.
Doc's on four.
Patrice on four.
Patrice is on four.
Camp's on two.
Camp's on two.
Kyle's catching up on two.
Two.
And Don and Wheaters are on one.
Don and Wheaters on one. Well done, boys. That's not bad. That's not bad. You could get back. The last question's worth a million points, so.
Can I dispute that? I think I'm on zero.
give your
I don't remember getting Thank one you. Right yet.
Don's been concentrating. He's pretty sure he hasn't scored anything.
Okay. was definitely at zero the last time.
That's so it.
Well, he's got two bonuses this time. Nothing,
you know. Oh, my God. We've taken the piss out of Will. He wants to offer, and he's thrown his teddy in the corner and he's left. Oh, he's back.
Look, I'm doing it for your thing. If Don will leave a hell's head in your bed.
Oh, okay. Yes. Good point. I'll take that.
I missed that. What was that?
He said he's doing it for my benefit because if Don doesn't win, we'll all get a horse head in our bed. Which he has a point.
Yeah.
Don't want that again. Mm. Congratulations, Don. You're now in the lead on 5. pick a number. Oh, boy.
I'll go with 21, trying to redeem myself this time.
21. Yeah. In which month did the use of... There's one in 12 then, mate. In which month did the use of streaming music services exceed video streaming services?
One in 12.
One in 12. It's a middling kind of answer, really.
Yeah, let's go with August.
No, bad luck, mate. You got June. It wrong.
July.
No, it's July. Bad luck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a fish.
Yes, I got that.
1 in 12 turned into 1 in 11, turned into 1 in 10, turned to 1 in 9, turned to 1 in 8.
And Weir's got it.
No, we just got nothing. Cam's pick a number.
I said July before you said July.
I'll 29, please.
Oh, for God's sake, give Wheaters a bonus point. 29. Which country agreed to appeal the decision for the Apple tax this year?
Ireland.
Is correct, Southern Ireland.
It's getting easy,
wasn't it? Era. Jolly good. 2 points to Camps is in the lead, I think. Doc.
12. I already did 12.
Oh, 12's gone. Oh, Mr. Organizer's failed. Mr. Organizer's failed. What'd you get? No,
sorry, I missed that number. 28.
Which female superstar's album, Glory, was released exclusively on Apple Music? This question has come to the wrong man. DJ Doc Rock says he doesn't know the answer to a pop question.
Taylor Swift.
Female superstar album Glory. Released exclusively on Apple Music. I think that's the wrong answer, actually.
I said Taylor Swift.
No, it's still the wrong answer.
Gaga.
No, it's Britney Spears.
God.
Rankin didn't write, I just want to point out, right, Rankin didn't write the answer in the box there. I just happened to know that one.
Our follow-up album's called Hole.
Is it a double album?
The triple album.
It's usually played as a soundtrack in bathrooms.
Behave. bonus point for Wheaters, which is incredibly funny. But give it to Don because otherwise Wheaters is
dead. I don't want charity, it's all right.
Oh, no. Kyle, is it your go?
Yes, yeah. 25.
25. In July, what was the most significant app to be released in the App Store?
The most significant app to be released in the App Store.
In July.
Easy.
Tough. Easy.
Easy.
Yeah, I know, and I ain't going to get it.
Come on.
Say when you know.
Stories on the show.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, was it?
This is the man who reads the news for 217 days of the year so he can do a show about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Pokemon Go.
Half a point each to Patrice and Doc because they did say it together. They did say they knew it.
I can't do half points. That's
and Cam's audio ducked inexplicably there.
And I didn't hear what the hell it was.
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. Yeah, I know why it didn't
say that. Stupid ass game.
Looks like Kyle's not coming on next year. Patrice.
No.
Number 9.
Nine. Oh, shit, I only just got there.
I get a bonus point for that?
Yes, Patrice. No, it's definitely your go. No, come on, stop fucking around. Pick a number. Do as you're told, or I'll set Don on you.
Number 9.
Number 9. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Stop, or I'll sound like Rankin. What caring option did Apple add to the health app in iOS 10 this year?
Organ donor.
Good answer. Sorry. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Apple are now taking organs in. Yeah, that should be worrying.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Well, that'll pay for the next iPad.
You don't actually give it to people who need it. You give your organs to Apple.
Yep.
Gadgets.
Yes. That's why they need the big round thing, so they can take them back to the home planet. Good, bad answer. Wheaters, pick a number.
I'm going to go with 26, please.
26. In October, what Apple product was banned from the UK cabinet meeting due to its hacking risk? In October, what Apple product was banned from UK cabinet meetings due to its hacking risk?
The Apple TV.
The Apple Watch.
I don't know that one.
Who called
the
that
Apple Watch?
I mean, it's less than 1 in 12. Pick an Apple product. They've only delivered 3 of them.
I'm going to go with the iPod.
It's
the watch.
This year, Apple Watch. Now, I know the English government's a bit slow, otherwise I wouldn't have got my headquarters here, but banning the iPod this year would be a little bit retarded, wouldn't it?
Well, I was figuring that, I don't know, I'm not to do with the news. I figured it was possible because it was something old and so the hacking risk was available, but I don't know. Okay.
What number was that?
I tell you what, Wheaters, wait
till 26.
Wheaters, wait till you get an inside toilet in Scotland. Center. You'll love it. You'll love it.
4 million people called that answer out. So which one
who called the answer out? Are you ready? Oh, three, two, one.
Oh, I called it.
Apple Watch.
We all did. It was all a point.
Give everybody a point except Wheaters.
Hey, Don's on the board.
I'm off the yay.
What do you mean Don's on the board? Don's got 20 points, right?
Yeah. At the end of that round, Batwrench and Muller, scores on the doors, please.
Right, Patrice is on 6.5.
Patrice is on 6.5. Oh, shit, we've got decimal points now. It's really going
to get... You give half a point to him, didn't you?
Of course, oh, sorry, I'm stupid.
5.5
for Doc.
Camps is on 5.
Camps 5, drawing up on the rails.
Wheaters is on 3.
Bad luck.
Kyle's on 3.
Good.
And the Don's on 55.
Okay. Good, actually. All right. Good round for Don. Good round for Don. Gone from a corrected 0 to 55. Superb.
Persuasion, ain't it a lovely thing?
It is. So's a garrote.
Your life.
Here we go then. Don, start us off.
I'll go with number 17, please.
Is this round 3 or round 4?
4, I think.
Oh, God. That means we're going to finish early. Christ.
Slow down.
Sorry, Don. Slowly. Start again. Which
17.
Number? 17. The Sparkly Updater vulnerability opened up in what this year? Sparkly Updater vulnerability opened up in what this year?
Sparkly Update vulnerability.
Yep.
Do you know what? I've completely forgotten to check the window lickers. How are you doing, chat room? No. Sorry, no, go on. Sparkly, I was trying to buy you more time to Google there, mate.
No, my hands up.
The Sparkly Updater vulnerability opened up in what this year?
Was it in Xcode?
That might be more of a technical answer than I'm proficient to give you. Okay. So if I get corrected and it is Xcode, then I'm sorry.
No, it's simply all apps that use Spark.
It's for all of the apps that use Spark in the Mac App Store, yes.
Ah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Sparkly.
Very good, Patrice. That's sparkly, yeah, Spark, haha.
It's very sparkly.
Bonus points, Patrice. Jolly good. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. Well, I'm a developer. If I don't know it, then...
Kyle, why have none of these questions been on the news show?
No idea. I don't even remember recording anything except today.
Muller's typing the scores in the chat. Looks like a dyslexic countdown.
Nobody yet has a full point. Everybody's had fractions of points for some reason as well.
Cabs.
Ben, I will reach across this computer and slap the bejesus out you.
Okay. All right. Cabs, you'll go. I've no idea what that means, but okay.
He's referring to the chat room, Ben Roethlisberger, in the chat room, niggling him.
Roethlisberger? He's not a football player. He's not the same guy.
That's I don't know. Ben, what? Oh, yeah, Roethlisberger. Yeah.
That said Ben Roethlisberger is a quarterback for the Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers. How's his last name spelled? Sorry, I'm padding out time here, Santa. Sorry, you've said that there's a time issue.
Rothig. I don't Rothig. Get that because it was clearly a joke between the Colonials, so we better move on. Cabs, pick a number.
Number 10, please, Santa.
The BrakeSafe brand name to replace the Apple MagSafe connector for USB is produced by which company? The
BrakeSafe.
Protrused. 9. The BrakeSafe brand name to replace the Apple MagSafe connector for USB products is produced by which company? It's a big company.
Easy.
Belkin.
Griffin to Doc, 1 point. Jolly good. Well done. That's stolen.
I was going to say Gryffindor, but
it wasn't open to the floor again. I mean, we're going to have. If there's no rules here, it's just anarchy.
Yeah, no rules.
Yeah.
Oh, you finally grasped. grafted them. Hey.
Yeah. Weeders is right. Some of us suck. We need to catch up.
Yeah, Weeders, our president-elect is Trump. We don't give a damn about rules no more.
I just find it hilarious that he's one of the founding members of this network as it stands at the moment. He's looking for fucking structure.
I am the one who brings structure. That's my role in the whole network.
Well, there you go then.
I thought it was just channel congestion.
we found Weeters USP.
Is USB-C with a magnetic connector?
Yes, you can unclip Weeters anytime you fancy.
But the title of my sex tape.
I'm not saying he's short, but he does get pulled off the table an awful lot.
That's another title of my sex tape.
Doc, it's your question.
Michael Jordan,
23. This summer, Instagram introduced a service to save your favorite moments. But what was the name of the service called?
To save your favorite moments. A story.
No. Open to the
floor. Wank bank.
I'm not going to take that. I may end up bleeping it. Open to the floor. What was the Instagram service called to capture your moments? And remember them.
Memories.
Ah, Don with a great steal. There we go. Straight in there.
Not that I'm going against the Don, but I think we sit at the same time.
No, as I recall, your answer was wank bank.
I'm sorry, I was still stuck on memories.
Can we check the video?
Isn't that Tinder or Snapchat? Is that what their service is called?
Paul is on Grindr.
Whose question was that? Was that Doc's?
Doc.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not getting on that subject again. Right, that means it's Kyle's go.
20.
What happened to all the Apple logos at stores recently?
What happened to all the Apple logos at stores recently?
Yes.
You asked the person that a question that has no Apple store in the country he lives in. Thank you.
Random numbers are never fair, mate.
What happened to all the Apple logos? I don't know. They all turned 80s like me right now.
Oh, that was so close.
I know.
They all turned off.
I know.
They went from lights off to silver.
No.
You said we can't yell out the answer no more, so I said the first person to say I know.
Go on then, Doc.
I know.
World's AIDS Day, December 1st, all the ABBA logos were turned red in order to show support for Product Red.
Bonus for point. World AIDS Day. Bonus point for Doc here. Turned red for
World very AIDS good. Day. Yeah.
Oh, God, this is hurting my voice. Patrice.
Number three.
You probably whipped up a program for doing this, didn't you? Leave available. In the time it took me to do the introductions, you'd already written all the code.
Yeah, I have.
Question number three. In February, which company surpassed Apple as the most valuable company?
Phew.
Microsoft.
Alphabet?
Alphabet?
Yeah, a.k.a. Google.
Oh, yes. Christ, yes. Google's the right answer.
Yeah.
Brilliant. 2 points.
Technically, Alphabet is the right answer. He is right.
Is that
right? Yeah, technically, yeah.
It's called Google Alphabet. Okay. He's German. Of course, technically, he's right.
Yeah. You don't believe him, Google it.
Vorsprung dork smart ass. And the last person in the round... What, sorry, what was that, Beveridge?
So I was saying, can we remove the polar Owita's arse? He's been very pedantic this evening.
Oh, God.
I actually like it there. It makes me feel comfortable.
Otherwise, you'd fall off the table.
Yeah,
Owita's.
Yes.
Pick a number, old boy.
19, please.
No. Apple leased the Sunnyvale Industrial Complex to allegedly develop what this year?
Say that again, I missed it.
Apple leased the Sunnyvale Industrial Complex to allegedly develop what this year?
To the car.
The car, well done, Wheaters. Good steal. Good answer. Right. We need a live scoring thing here, then we can get rid of these two jokers. But in the meantime, what's the scores on the doors?
Patrice has invaded the scoreboard at 9.5. Doc's trailing with 7.5.
7.5 for Doc.
Wheaters and Camps are hot on their trail with 5.
Oh, very good.
And Don and Kyle are on 3.
Oh. It's looking like Patrice is going to rob home here. Last round, then. There is
No. I'm sticking with Don because I know who's in charge.
Yes.
I think we're going to make up in one round, though. I don't think it's possible. Oh, I'll go with numero uno.
No, we got that one.
That's already gone.
We got that one. 5, 6, 13, 14, 15.
13. Unlucky for some.
13. No. Which?
No, are you still...
What?
No, 13's still available.
That was the very first question was 30.
No, 13.
No, 13.
13.
Oh, 13. Okay, sorry, I didn't get the Liverpudlian accent.
How much did you pay for those headphones, Doc? Because they're clearly fucking useless. Not enough.
20 quid.
Yeah. Spend more, you tight ass.
I don't have a Scouser translator, my bad.
Question 13. Which Apple service launched in Israel in August of this year? Come on, which service? Apple. Service, not product, service.
Apple Music.
Correct.
Oh, hey!
It's not
going to
help you, though.
It's
still going to get
That's it. Don's first correct answer. That's not a bonus.
I didn't sort of cover. Yeah. Okay.
Jolly good, mate. Well done. Thoroughly good. Feels good. Very impressed. Very impressed. Totally scared, but thoroughly impressed. Camps.
6, please, Santa.
6. Which peripherals company released its Create keyboard for the 9.7-inch iPad Pro this year? Which peripherals firm? Released
Logitech.
Correct answer. Yep. Jolly good. Correct. 2 points to Camps. Right, Doc, your question.
I'm going to close out the 20s with 27.
Which Apple store reopened its doors in October 15th of this year? Which Apple store reopened its doors on October 15th this year?
Let's go. London Road, Heathrow, whatever the heck it is. London Road.
No.
No.
But it's close. It's Regent Street.
I don't fit there,
so it's the closest I can get.
Don says I've got to give it you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. 8 to 3 Apple stores in Hawaii, damn it. All right, cool.
There are 3 in London.
Palalanka Hulalula.
What? It was a Savile Road. It had Apple
Chopper.
I don't know.
No, yeah, all right, give him 2 points.
I'm giving it because Don said... And...
Yeah, exactly. Good point. I make a habit of doing what Don says. Kyle.
18.
18.
I got that.
It's
gone.
Gone.
It's only 14 and 5.
Well, which ones are left?
14, 15, and 5.
5.
What ID company Zens? What did company Zens, Z-E-N-S, Z-E-N-S, announce for the Apple Watch this year?
Strat.
Zens announced what for the Apple
Watch? Zens? For the Apple Watch? Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say a strap, actually.
No, wrong answer. Anyone else?
Camera strap?
It's a battery for the, extending the battery.
It is. Well done, Doc. Point to Doc. Oh. Bonus point. It's a mobile battery extender thing.
Probably the dumbest invention, because I swear my watch lasts close to 3 days.
Yeah, true.
Yep.
Right, Patrice, penultimate question for you.
14.
14. Apple users faced the dreaded error 53 this year. For what?
Not properly repairing the Touch ID sensor.
Yes, I'll give you that. Third-party replacement home buttons. Yeah. There we go. That was a
Patrice. This guy's genius. And
final question goes to... Man, he looks very tired. Wheaters.
15, please.
Diapers.
15. Who promised to release the Mac version when Apple released a decent computer? This year. Who promised to release a Mac version when Apple released a decent computer?
No, I do remember this story, but I can't recall who it was.
Actually, this is perfectly up your street.
Yep.
Based on what you do.
Yep.
For the network.
Well, based on what I do for the network.
Yeah, not,
come on, it's so easy. You know, it's
not
easy.
So much now, but did. You haven't done it for a while.
I don't know.
You're going to kick yourself.
It's so easy.
I'm going to go Visual Studio.
Totally. Oh, that's so close.
Boom. I know it. He's
got it. Cabs, gone.
I said it first. I said I know it first.
Oh, Oculus.
Cab said Oculus Rift. He could have the point.
Yeah.
Patrice, calm down. Remember that bloody wind, mate. Don't get all riled up and start threatening people's sovereignty.
You know what? I'm German.
Yeah. That's right. There we go. That is the Christmas quiz for Mac. Done and dusted. And now with the final scores on the doors, it's Muller and Batwedge.
In reverse order, coming sixth, is Kyle.
I am. Hi.
The man who does the news show.
Yes, right.
And Santa's getting a horse's head because the Don came next on 5.
Oh, dear.
With Wheaters on 5.
Oh, dear.
Camps came 3rd on 8.
Well done, Camps. Well done.
Doc on 10.5 came 2nd.
10.5, jolly good.
And Patrice stormed the board on 11.5.
11.5? I think that's a new record. A new scoring record.
And last year I was really, really bad.
Were you? Oh, well, that is getting better. Have you been swatting up?
Yeah, probably.
You saw the questions when he came around your ass the other day.
No, they weren't rude.
Oh, come on. He only did the questions half an hour before the show.
That would have applied a level of organisation to ranking that is just unheard of. Based on the fact that 6 people have turned up for a 5-shot slot show, then I think that says it all, really, doesn't it? Based on the fact that too many people... I'll edit. Based on the fact that too many people have turned up for the show... So that concludes Christmas quiz. Well done to Patrice, and commiserations to everyone else, but never mind, there's always next year. Jolly good. We've got sponsors Hoya and UK2, so please support them, apparently. But I'm going to get my glasses made by Hoya next year. They will look fantastic. I borrowed these, they're rankings. Where can we get a hold of you, Don McAllister?
Well, you can find me over at screencastonline.com. Let's get all the weekly tutorials or on the App Store. Look for SEO Showcase.
I've renewed my subscription. Santa, you if you want to put a Santa, as the Screencast Online is endorsed by Santa, I'd be fine with that.
It's thank okay. you, Santa.
Yes. I'll send a bill to Rankin for that, though.
Okay.
Where are you, Kebs?
I'm camping UK on Twitter. And normally on the Big Show every week and in Slack Room.
And on the Big Show this week.
On the Big Show this
I
week.
I shall
tonight,
see you in a few hours. Brush up on your general tech bait. Doc, where are you?
You'll find me working up on my camp's beard game and all over the interwebs at DOCROCK, specifically on the offshore podcast, offshorepodcast.com.
I thought you were going to say under a dumpster with a bottle of Japanese whiskey at your hands.
Yeah, that too.
And roasting meat in the other. Kyle, where are you?
You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. You can find me 4 days a week, sometimes five, but normally 4 days a week on the new show, which we'll be returning.
What a sterling job you do with that, mate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh.
I'm sorry I didn't join you this year, but it's just Rankin's just such a tight bastard.
I know. I can understand.
Yeah.
It's all right.
And get out there and start cranking the handle on that internet connection. See if you can get it up to speed.
I don't know what the bloody hell was wrong with it. I mean, really,
looks like he's a VHS.
The most bandwidth I've ever
cool.
had going up, and it's absolutely crap.
You look like you're in VHS, says Wheaters.
He does. It totally looks like VHS.
I do, actually. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it definitely looks retro.
Maybe we could be like I Love Raymond and just stretch you into disproportionate sizes next time. Everybody loves Raymond. Yeah, well, good to have you back, mate. See you again more next year, I hope.
Yeah. That's the plan, Stan or Santa or whatever the hell you want to say.
Well, Rankin assures me that the Mac show is now on Fridays at 4, so it should sit in.
Hmm.
It should come on more often. You're a founding member.
Yeah, I know.
Next, then, Patrice, where can we get a hold of you? Winner, chicken dinner.
Well, every week on the Mac show, I don't care about Twitter, but you can find everything I do on thepatrice.com.
And have some of his food, because it's lovely. I'll have you up for cooking for me and Mrs. Claus soon. That'll be great. And lastly, but nobody's leastly, the Sweeters.
Hello.
Where are you, mate?
There's very little point in trying to find me anywhere. You can follow me on Twitter, but I'm never there. I'm in the Slack room, but I'm never there.
These days, I ask you.
You probably got most chance finding me on a train somewhere south of Edinburgh. That's probably the best place.
Okay, I'll keep lookout for you on Twitter. My name's Santa Claus. You can get me at The Santa Claus on Twitter, of course. I got 40 billion followers. But the ads have stopped. That's a nice thing. And I'll see you all next year. Ho, ho, ho. Merry bloody Christmas. Yes, children, be nice to each other. Because hell's a horrible place.
What a holiday spirit you have.
Well, I thought it went rather well.